Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Boy, it's amazing what a 13-run outburst can do for a ball club, Tito. And it didn't look like it last night. It was a 3-1 ball game. You were trying to stay in that ball game, and man, all of a sudden, a couple of hits, and it just changes your entire outlook.
Boy, you're not kidding. I mean, it had all the makings of a frustrating night. You know, we gave up some runs early. You know, we score one coming back, and then, you know, but we were having a tough time. And man, when we got it going, we kept the line moving. And Edwin was a big part of it, but there were some good at bats by other guys. I mean, Eric Gonzalez, really good at bat, and ended up fighting the ball off to right field for a hit. Some guys worked the counts, drew some walks. Then once you start to get some base runners, you can be a little more aggressive. And that's when we're at our best, when we can be aggressive on the bases. It's just sometimes it's hard when you're fighting from a deficit.
Well, you would think, okay, that's it. That'll turn this club around. But baseball's not that simple, is it, Tito?
No. Marcus Stroman will have something to say about that. You know, the next night starter always dictates, you know, that's why I always say it's a new ball game every night. Now, I do think it helps when you bunch some runs together, because I think guys feel better about themselves. But you got to start over the next night. I'd rather start over after a win. I think we all would.
Tito, when you talk about pitching now, you had Trevor Bauer go last night. He at least kept you in the game. And then Brian Shaw did such an incredible job, because that game was really swinging in the balance when he came in. And it just seems like sometimes people have overlooked. I know you haven't. But my goodness, Tito, for 5 years, he's been one of the preeminent setup men in the game.
I'm glad you brought it up, because I don't think people recognize him enough. He gives up runs sometimes, but he pitches almost every day. And there is so much value to that. I mean, and like you said last night, he went right through their order, because so many times we have him facing the meat of the order. And for a guy that can give you 75 to 80 appearances every year, book it. He is good to go. And if he's not, he's mad. There's a lot to be said for that. And I know it doesn't go unrecognized in this office, because that kid is valuable.
Why do so few relief pitchers have the ability to stack back to back to back to back good years?
Because when you're a good reliever, managers lean on you because you're good. Brian has found a way to be good and manage the workload. Some of it's the way he's built. Some of it is he, I think, kind of sneaky, has a good work ethic. And he's a pretty good athlete. He moves pretty good. He may not look like it, but he moves good. And he's real limber, and he's real loose. And I'm telling you, it's funny to watch, because as the season progresses, he starts to throw harder.
Well, Danny Salazar tonight, any idea what to expect?
Well, we haven't seen him for a while, but we wouldn't be pitching him if we didn't think he was ready. I think by all accounts, he did a really good job on his rehab stint. His work ethic was good. We're excited to watch this. You know, tonight's not the end-all, be-all. I mean, we want to win tonight, but it's not the finishing line for Danny. But, boy, if we can get him back into that rotation, putting up some zeros like he can, that would give us a real shot in the arm.
Tito, it's been over a year. I mean, he was outstanding for the first half of last year, but since the All-Star break a year ago, he has not been. Is a lot of this confidence?
Well, I think it got to that point, and I think that's why we kind of had him start almost from scratch to build that confidence. Because when you're not going good, okay, where do you go? You fall back on your work ethic, and Danny did a good job of that. So I think he's in a good place, and you know, their hitters will have something to say about it. But I think from all accounts, our organization did a good thing here, and we should see a better Danny now.
Before we let you go, that means you have six starters right now. Any decisions yet on how long you go with six?
No, you know what, Hammy? For the next week, I think we're going to stay with six. My guess is at some point we have to do something different, whether we get into our bullpen early or somebody gets nicked up. You know, but for the next time through, we're going to let them all make their start. And then if it happens organically, okay. If not, maybe we'll have to make a decision.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Jays coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.